from the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
After I've annihilated every single girl in the sorority house, I'll take to the streets of Isla Vista and slay every single person I see there. All those popular kids who live such lives of hedonistic pleasure while I've had to rot in loneliness for all these years, they've all looked down upon me every time I tried to go out and join them. They've all treated me like a mouse. Well, now, I will be a god compared to you. You will all be animals. You are animals, and I will slaughter you like animals. I'll be a god, exacting my retribution on all those who deserve it. And you do deserve it.
Well, that's Elliot Roger, who is the alleged shooter of seven people that died. Well, three of them he reportedly stabbed first. So we're going to see a move to ban guns, which we're already seeing, but not knives. And, of course, California already has extremely draconian victim disarmament laws, and it's in most cases these shooters are these trendies, trendy wannabes, narcissists who are under psychiatric evaluation and drugs. And I think if you study it, it has been the case in most other cases, that he'll end up being on psychotropics. The larger issue here is that the Southern Poverty Law Center, CIA-run feminist groups, you name it, are running around in circles right now saying, see, we got to ban guns. And they've got some of the victims' family members out saying, you know, this is a monstrosity of craven cowardice of the NRA. Well, what about the local knife manufacturers or knife sellers? Are they to blame? No, it's not the knife's fault. Even though he killed three of the seven, or almost half the people, reportedly, allegedly, with a knife, stabbed three people at a sorority house to death, and then went off to kill, quote, blondes. And, I mean, this guy just comes off as an incredibly narcissistic punk creep who was constantly calling the police, they're reporting in the Santa Barbara News. The sheriff's department's had a press conference. If someone he lived with he thought stole candles worth $22, or if he got in a fight with somebody and somebody kicked his butt, he would call the cops on him. But I got to tell you, if he'd have gone and become a politician or a corporate leader, he could have been a world ruler, because he has this attitude of, I'm going to be a god. I'm going to run your life. And that's the type of people that end up being in power, is people that are absolutely weak and crave dominating others. So, as I say many times, we see news articles, we see events that become kind of skeleton keys or Rosetta Stones to understand a lot. Elliot Rogers' parents warned police weeks before the mass shooting. But it's just in the case of the Aurora shooter, and that was government all the way. We've gone over that in ad nauseum. I mean, that is cut and dry, a staged event. Probably wasn't even the actual shooter there. And then you look at Sandy Hook, that's totally staged. I don't know if this is staged. He looks like he's acting in this video, but narcissist nutballs, homicidal narcissists come off like this, because it is this image of themselves. That's why most actors are narcissists. And we have a lot of artificial narcissism in this very sick, decadent society we've entered, but Hunger Games connection to Sandy Hook and Aurora raises conspiracy theories. That's the Examiner. I'm not going there yet. If it turns out he was on the CIA payroll like Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the supposed mastermind of the Boston bombings, and if it turns out he had cover names and things, and if it turns out there were drills, you know, then I'll start saying it looks like it's a staged event. But this sick culture stages stuff on its own. There are a lot of sick people out there. And the reason we have guns, notice it was police had to take this guy out. I guarantee he pulls this somewhere in Texas, he's going to get taken out real quick by citizens before the cops even get there. And the statistics show that. We're going to break it all down straight ahead. Oh, by the way, it's up on DrudgeReport.com, our article. A lot of people are thinking he's sexy now.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think. Just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Settler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And we are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday, the 25th day of May, 2014. And we have a lot of obviously vital news to cover. Here today, first and foremost, will be the new massive attack on the Second Amendment, trying to create collective guilt of all American gun owners for what appears to be a narcissistic, spoiled, demonic, sickening, full of himself, pus-filled son of the director of the Hunger Games pig, Elliot Rodger, who went out and stabbed three people to death and shot four other people to death. Oh, but you have to dig into the police reports and the police press conference to the sheriff's department's press conference in Santa Barbara. The police were telling the truth about it. Almost half the people that were killed with a knife. But you're not going to hear a lot about that because they haven't gotten us ready to ban knives yet. They are making people get licenses in some cities in England, and they're trying to get a nationwide law passed that to have a butcher knife, you have to have a license. Because obviously it's butcher knives that kill tens of thousands of people every year in England, not criminals. The butcher knives come out at night on their own and go around. It's like in Japan and China where they've got guns basically banned. Every few weeks you hear about somebody on a rampage that kills 10, 14 people, 16 people. It's ridiculous. Some homicidal killer, by the way, is not going to follow a law banning a knife or banning a gun. They're going to get them. They're going to use them. And it's places like Southern California, it's Chicago, New York, D.C., where they have the most restrictive gun laws in the nation that you have the highest crime rates. And I know you as an audience know that. I know you as an audience know that the Justice Department 2 years ago released numbers that they tried to hide, that since 1992 there's been a 52% violent crime drop nationwide, and that is mainly, and they have to admit that, due to concealed carry proliferating nationwide. Within 2 years in Florida, in the 90s, of them passing concealed carry, carjackings went down 97%. Look it up. Kennesaw, Georgia passed a law making you own a gun. Crime rate dropped 90%+. Texas, after concealed carry, overall crime dropped 20%+. Carjackings became almost unknown. Remember all the carjackings in the 80s and 90s? You don't hear about those anymore, do you? Unless it's Chicago or New York. Because you try to carjack most people in Texas, they will blow your butt off. And having the citizens armed is just like having more cops on the street. The criminals don't like it. And they know. If you're driving a pickup truck in Texas, you get left alone, folks, because the criminals know statistically somebody driving a pickup truck is going to have a gun. That's well known in the criminal circles that they hit a hippie. They'll go after some woman in a little car. They'll go after folks with Obama stickers on their cars because they know you're a chump and you want to be victimized. There's a lot of facets to this story. Quite frankly, even though it's tragic, 7 people being killed. I mean, over 1 million Iraqis, the British Medical Journal said, since 2003 have died from the war or complications from it. That's 1,000,001, actually. 1,100,000 people have died. And that's like, oh, that's collateral damage, no big deal. You know, it's a good war. And, you know, after all, Saddam launched 9/11. No, it was actually Saudi Arabia, but whatever. Just ignore that. Whatever. 1,000,000-plus people dead. That's okay. But then 7 people die, and you would think watching CNN, MSNBC, and the rest of the state-run media that the end of the world happened. Now, you watch. It's going to come out that this guy was on some type of psychotropic drugs. It's going to come out that he was a big liberal. Guaranteed. I mean, you can just listen to him. And the spoiled brat in what looks like a late model BMW. And in designer shirts, his dad was one of the main directors on the Hunger Games. That's confirmed. And he's such a sniveling coward that he was constantly calling the police on people that lived with him, saying they'd stolen candles from him and stuff. And he'd attack somebody and they fought back. He'd call the cops on him. The guy, you're not meant to breed. That's why the women don't want you, is because you're a coward and a jellyfish and a piece of trash. The alleged shooter. I don't know if he really did the shooting, probably did, but I know this. The video we're about to play of the reported alleged Santa Barbara shooter is, when I say trendy, this is what I'm talking about.
After I've annihilated every single girl in the sorority house, I'll take to the streets of Isla Vista and slay every single person I see there. All those popular kids who live such lives of hedonistic pleasure while I've had to rot in loneliness so for all creepy. These years. They've all looked down upon me every time I tried to go out and join them. They've all treated me like a mouse. Well, now I will be a god compared to you. You will all be animals. You are animals, and I will slaughter you like animals. I'll be a god. Exacting my retribution and all those who deserve it. And you do deserve it.
Man, this guy deserved to have his ass kicked, excuse my French, I mean, before he ever did any of this. And that's that person's problem, is that he was so sheltered and so insecure. I mean, not a bad-looking young man overall driving a BMW. I mean, when I was 22 years old, I could pick up unlimited, you know, 3 girls a day if I wanted to. I have no idea these weirdo guys who just have zero success with women, and then they're so hateful towards everyone out there because they have the issue and the women pick up on the creepiness. Now, after he reportedly committed this atrocity, and the story's up on Infowars.com, and it's also up on prisonplanet.com, after this reportedly happened, and he's now been killed by the police, reportedly, in death, girls and boys swoon over Santa Barbara mass murderer. And drudgereport.com has massive coverage of this and has a link to that story if you just want to find it right there. It's also up on prisonplanet.com. And they're going, oh, it's so sexy. And something I pick up on with so-called progressives, so-called liberals, is that they love the slasher films, they love murder films, they love abortion, they love Saw. I'm the producer of Saw, Mark Berg. They love all this stuff, except when it really happens. But at a far now, they're just swooning over how sexy he is. Because, you know, he went out and killed all these people. You can read their tweets in the article. We're going to break it all down from every angle coming up.
Alex Jones.
And you're listening to the Sunday live transmission. We're also here weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, Infowars.com. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. And now at Infowars. Let me just read you some of these headlines. California shooting exploited by SPLC and feminist. Hunger Games connection to Sandy Hook and Aurora raises conspiracy theories. That was an article from last year. Now it turns out that there's a connection to this with him being the second director on the Hunger Games, the father, who now the AP is reporting warned, the family warned that he was planning something to the police. Again, here's NBC News. Rampage in College Town began with stabbings. They believe he stabbed and killed three people before going and shooting and killing four more, wounding at least seven others. But again, that's just buried that he used a knife to kill the first three people. He looks like an incredibly cowardly little jellyfish. I'm surprised he could kill three people with a knife. That takes some will. I don't know. We're going to investigate this, folks. It does stink pretty bad, but we'll continue to track it. He could have thought he was shooting a spoof or a film, being egged on by a handler or somebody that, quote, wound him up. That's what they call it in PSYOPs. And then he shows up to be part of it. They shoot and kill people and blame him. I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's what happened with Sirhan and RFK. Even the police report basically says that from L.A. So this stuff's gone on before. I'm not saying it isn't real right now. In fact, my listeners are on Infowars.com in the comments pretty mad since we had articles up yesterday saying that I'm not immediately jumping to that conclusion. If it turns out they had a drill of this happening at the same time, same place, if it turns out he was on the CIA payroll like Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the supposed mastermind of the Boston bombings, if it turns out there was a stand down, if it turns out a top Air Force psychiatrist in psychological warfare is the psychiatrist for the shooter, like it was in Aurora, then I will start to think some things are going. By the way, it turned out he was a big fan, their reporting, we'll put it back on screen, of American Psycho. He mimicked American Psycho. He wanted to be a star, killer. Killer virgin acted out a film role because he felt like a failure in reality, says criminologist. Yeah, and that's what a lot of mentally ill people do, is they'll pick up on a film or a book, and then they will basically follow that as their script. But then it's hard to distinguish from mind control, because in mind control, they put you in an artificially mentally ill space and then use something, a book or a film, to program as well. So that's why it's very hard to differentiate. But you look at Aurora, ladies and gentlemen, it is extremely, extremely nailed down that that was a staged event and that the person that did the shooting was not even the person that really did do the shooting. Director's son kills six, wounds seven. Elliot Roger, the 22-year-old son of director Peter Roger. Both Aurora, Sandy Hook, and now this have connections. In Sandy Hook, the writer of the novels lives there. I mean, this is just getting weirder and weirder and weirder by the minute. Father of Rampage victim. When will this insanity stop, he says to CNN. He was really a great kid whose death has left our family lost and broken, Richard Martinez said of his son. Our family has a message for every parent out there. You don't think it will happen to your child until it does. The visibly emotional parent said, his voice raising to a shout in obvious agony. Why did Chris die? Chris died because of a craven, that means, I guess, cowardly, irresponsible politicians and the NRA. They talk about gun rights. What about Chris's right to live? He continued. Well, what about our right to not be stabbed by killers or shot by killers? What about my right to protect myself, sir? I'm sorry you lost your son. But it's the society that produces sickos like Elliot Roger is the reason your son's dead. Over 200,000 people die in car wrecks every year. A third of them or more are under the age of 22. Because a lot of wrecks are young people who don't know how to drive. Parents don't think their kid's going to die in a car wreck till it happens. Are you going to blame cars? You don't think you're going to die in a house fire until it happens. I mean, thousands die a year getting fist fights and fall down and hit their heads. Suicide with a firearm is one of the least common ways to die. I'm just tired of the perception that guns are doing this and gun owners are doing it. I will not apologize for your son's death, Mr. Martinez. I'm sorry for your son's death and your loss, but I had nothing to do with it, and I will not take the collective blame of the PSYOP for some sick freak who allegedly killed your son and stabbed other people. I have nothing to do with that. I've never committed a crime with a gun. My guns make us safer, statistically. Don't you blame me anymore. Let's play the father. Here it is.
Chris was a really great kid. Ask anyone who knew him. His death has left our family lost and broken. Why did Chris die? Chris died because of craven, irresponsible politicians and the NRA. They talk about gun rights. What about Chris's right to live? When will this insanity stop?
When will the insanity stop that you have? Mexico has total gun ban for citizens, highest crime rate in the world. When will it stop? The citizens armed themselves in one state 5 years ago. It spread to a bunch of states. The crime rates have plunged in those areas because the local farmers and ranchers that got guns illegally in the U.S. are not using the guns to rob people. They've used it to stop the criminals and the government. So now the Mexican government said, okay, I guess we can start arming rural communities. It'll stop when we hit rock bottom, Mr. Martinez, like Mexico. When will 25, 30 deaths a week, sometimes a weekend in Chicago, stop? When the gun ban ends. So that's what we're talking about here. I'm going to tell you right now, how dare you try to collectively blame gun owners for your son's death and say, when will the insanity stop? How dare you ignore the statistics of 52% drop in violent crime since massive gun ownership increased in the last 20 years, Justice Department's own numbers. I mean, I'll say it. How dare you? I did nothing to your son. Nothing. I'm a gun owner, and I'm sick of collectively hearing gun owners cause the dead people at Sandy Hook. No. And I reject it. The so-called left pushes guilt, and then well-meaning people like Mr. Martinez pick it up in their pain. So how dare the people that are manipulating Mr. Martinez? They're the real problem here. I'm sad for Mr. Martinez, but I will not take any of the guilt. It's like, support Obamacare or you're racist. That's what Senator Jay Rockefeller said this week. We played the clip Friday. You know, support turning your guns in or you're with the KKK. They say that all over the news. The NRA was founded at the end of the Civil War to arm newly freed blacks to fight the Klan. We will no longer take the lies. We're going to come back and break down other facets of this and take your calls. We're live, folks. Stay with us.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. And my misfits way of life. A dark black past is my most valued possession.
Dave Mustaine.
Insight is always
fellow patriot. Bringing us in.
Still a bit fuzzy. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story.
Elliot Roger, son of Hunger Games director, vowed to slaughter women who rejected him. What a creep. Absolutely disgusting. And CNN's answer and the Southern Poverty Law Center's answer is blame gun owners and restrict the Second Amendment. Well, you've got some of the worst restrictions in the country in Southern California. And did it stop a cop, Dorner, going on a rampage and killing people? No, it took people with guns to stop him. And it was people with guns to stop this guy. Because it's a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun. And the places where you've got less good guys with guns, like New York, Chicago, L.A., D.C., you name it, is where you have the highest crime rates. And I know I keep hammering that. It's disgusting to watch the media preying on these parents who are living out in California. They chose to live with a higher crime rate. They chose to live in the victim disarmament zone. They chose to live in the heart of narcissism and mental illness. I like Central and Northern California, but Southern California is la-la land, folks. And I will not be blamed. I will not sit back and watch Fox Sports and CNN say that the NRA is the new KKK when they were founded to fight the KKK. I mean, I'm just tired of it. And I'm not going to hear a bunch of fascists like Obama tell me that they're liberals when Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. I'm a liberal. I want more personal freedom, more property rights, lower taxes, more family rights, not a bigger government. And no amount of government is going to stop what's happening in this country. We shouldn't be blaming the knife or the gun he used to do this. He killed 40%. I don't know, it was 3 out of 7. 30-something percent. He almost killed half the people with a knife. No discussion of banning knives. It's the exact same thing with a gun. I want to take your calls. I want to play his full 7-minute disgusting manifesto right now and comment over it, and then we'll get into other facets of it. But the full coverage is at InfoWars.com. The most disgusting thing I've seen so far, and it's all over Twitter and Facebook, is now all these girls who get into death and vampires and murder. I mean, I always noticed that so-called leftists are so into death, murder, torture, killing, they think it's sexy and powerful until it happens to them or someone they know. But then at a far, there's all these guys, too, all these gay guys going, oh, he's so sexy, and all these girls. And I went and looked at their profile. They're like, ooh, he's sexy, ooh. So he got what he wanted. You know, so many women won't go after a real man who treats them well but strong. They'll go after some fake thug punk. And it's disgusting, to say the least. But don't worry, Southern Poverty Law Center and others are openly trying to blame gun owners collectively. Let's go ahead and go to the YouTube manifesto posted the day before he reportedly went on the rampage of Elliot Rodger. It's really hard to listen to. Watching it is over-the-top bizarre. Here it is.
Hi, Elliot Rodger here.
Hi.
Well, this is my last video. It all has to come to this.
Because you're a spoiled brat punk.
Tomorrow is the day of retribution.
He had everything given to him as a rich kid.
The day in which I will have my revenge against humanity.
What do you call it, CJ? What's the term you coined?
For the last 8 years of my life.
Affluenza.
Ever since I've hit puberty.
Affluenza.
I've been forced to endure an existence of loneliness, rejection, and unfulfilled desire.
Don't buy a hooker if you got to, you punk.
Girls have never been attracted to me. Girls gave their affection and sex and love to other men, but never to me.
So I'm going to kill them.
I'm 22 years old, and I'm still a virgin.
Oh, my
gosh. I've never even kissed a girl.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been through college for 2.5 years. More than that, actually. And I'm still a virgin.
Well, walk in a room of women and ask 10 of them out, 3 of them will go out with you.
College is the time when everyone experiences those things such as sex and fun and pleasure.
What a spoiled punk, man. This is what the bubble society does.
Rot and loneliness. It's not fair.
So you're going to kill a bunch of random people.
You girls have never been attracted to me. I don't know why you girls aren't attracted to me, but I will punish you all for it.
Because you're a slimy piece of crap, that's why.
It's an injustice, a crime. Because I don't know what you don't see in me. I'm the perfect guy.
I'd like to take a baseball bat to his face.
And all these obnoxious men instead of me.
A twerp.
A supreme gentleman.
What a creep, man.
I will punish all of you for it.
Listen to this narcissist. Listen to that evil laugh.
On the day of retribution, I am going to enter the hottest sorority house of UCSB. And I will slaughter every single spoiled, stuck-up, blonde slut I see inside there.
Every stuck-up, blonde slut he sees in there. I mean, listen to this attitude. And if you can't see it, if you're not watching us on Infowars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.tv right now, when he talks about he's going to kill everybody, he looks back and forth and really gets off on that. A coward wanting to kill innocent women. And this is where you get a Lenin, a Stalin, a Hitler, a Mao. These type of people a lot of times get into power. And they want power and control over everyone who's been successful on their own. That's what collectivists do, by the way. They get together as an army of scum to take over and make you do what they say. How many times have you heard me say that? This guy is the poster child for it. Elliot Rogers' parents were desperately hunting for their son during deadly shooting spree. Another sheltered, spoiled millionaire kid. Guaranteed he was in counseling and on drugs. I bet my right arm is going to come out. Let's go back to the spoiled demon. Here it is.
All those girls that I've desired so much, they would have all rejected me and looked down upon me as an inferior man if I ever made a sexual advance towards them.
Well, you don't make a sexual advance up front, idiot.
While they throw themselves at...
I don't think his dad taught him anything.
Groups. I'll take great pleasure in slaughtering all of you.
Oh, man.
You will finally see that I am, in truth, the superior one.
Ugh. See, I have three children. Anybody that has children, you just hate predators like this. It's biological. Listen to him giggling. I'm really... Oh, boy, I tell you, yes. I'd have to... Mm.
After I've annihilated every single girl in the sorority...
What a tough guy.
I'll take to the streets of Isla Vista and slay every single person.
Well, you got slayed by the police.
All those popular kids who live such lives of hedonistic pleasure.
I bet money this guy cried for mommy when he was bleeding out.
They've all looked down upon me every time I tried to go out and join them. They've all treated me like a mouse.
Ugh.
Well, now I will be a god compared to you.
A god.
You will all be animals.
That's what Ray Kurzweil and all of them say, is they're going to be gods. We're going to come back. I'm going to give the number out when we come back. We're going to open the phones up. I want your take on this. What do you think of this piece of garbage? Are gun owners to blame? Should we turn our guns in so guys like this can stab us at will? Should we ban all butcher knives? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Stay with us.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You want to stop mass shootings? Arm the general population. You want to stop hijackings? Arm the pilots. You trust them to fly the airplane, the ultimate flying weapon. You want to have a free society? Empower the general public. You want tyranny? Only allow centralized government to be armed. And you will create a hell like North Korea every single time. All right, we got loaded phone lines. Ian in Santa Barbara, JD in California, Brian in El Paso, Rob in Michigan, Joseph in North Carolina, Bill in Florida, Jesse in Texas, Ronnie in Texas, Jerry in Georgia, Peter in Las Vegas, Robin in Oklahoma, Patricia in Arizona. If you just joined us, Elliot Rodger, the son of one of the Hunger Games directors, a spoiled brat driving what looks like a brand new BMW, was whining that he would make sexual advances on women and that he didn't have any luck. Well, I mean, that's because because you're just a sheltered brat sicko who then was in such a sick society that he reportedly, and it looks like he is the shooter. Now, they say alleged, but I mean, there's a bunch of witnesses. The police are basically saying he's the shooter. And it's just disgusting. I mean, and there's more and more of these people. There's less violent crime because so many people are armed. The criminals are scared. But there's statistically more, if you profile it, weirdo, spoiled brat guys that look and act just like this punk who have rich parents who are video game heads and on psychiatric medication. I bet it comes out he's a video game shoot 'em up head and on psychotropics. That's the profile. Already the rich kid, you know, syndrome. And I'm not knocking, you know, somebody if you're a rich kid. The point is, the trust fund kids, the phenomenon of the spoiled brats, it's unbelievable. We're putting on screen FBI statistics right now showing a 52% drop in violent crime since 92. Some of the most accurate statistics out there. So I'm not taking the blame for this. I'm going to go back to the rest of his manifesto later and play the end of the sickening tape, but the video is up on Infowars.com. California shooting exploited by SPLC and so-called feminist. Oh my gosh, you know, a man went and killed women because he hated women. Let's ban guns. No, let's arm women. That's the ultimate empowerment. I have two daughters. I couldn't imagine them growing up not knowing how to shoot guns or protect themselves and then moving away from home on college or a job and, you know, having to sit there and wait for some bigger, stronger man to attack them or rape them. No, they know how to use guns and they're going to have guns and we're going to keep this country somewhat free. And they're going to have guns to protect themselves. We don't live in fear like most radio stations or networks of shooters coming to our studios because media is a target. Half the people that work here got concealed carry. I got a gun under the counter right here underneath my broadcast studio. 357 Magnum. I could have a, you know, even more high-powered, high-capacity handgun, but I like the revolver 7-shot 357 because it's a high-powered, basically rifle round, high penetration, high kill rate. I'm extremely accurate with it. I can shoot bullseye at 75 yards with it. And it is not going to malfunction. And it's right here. And I've had one in my studio since I broadcasted from my own studios since 1997. And guess what? It hadn't snuck out and killed anybody. But we're not going to just sit here and get on our knees if somebody comes to our offices with a gun and wants to play games. Somebody's got a gun waving it around. I'm going to get to a knee or get to cover, and I'm going to not even think. I'm going to shoot center of mass until my gun is unloaded. Real simple. Real simple. Because I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm not starting fights. I don't want to shoot anybody, but I'm going to go home at the end of the day. You know what? I don't follow close in my car, and I wear my seatbelt because I know every day that's what's dangerous to driving that truck. Statistically, it's a lot more dangerous than people with guns, hundreds of times more. Honeybees are more dangerous than mass shootings. Look it up. So that's what I'm breaking down here today. But the whole thing is bizarre, and I want to get your take on it. But Elliot Rogers' parents warned police weeks before mass shooting every time. You know, they say he's planning something, nothing can be done. And my issue is, hey, this is the way the world is. There's always going to be bad, crazy people. They got serial killers everywhere. I want to know, though, if you disagree with me, how many leftists do you know that are obsessed with serial killers, murder, death, think it's cute, think it's sexy, have death memorabilia everywhere? And, you know, they're on my website. They're on, I mean, on Infowars.com and in the tweets, Drudge picked it up. You know, saying how sexy he is, guys and girls. Boy, they really think he's cool. There's all these women that marry psychopaths, marry murderers, marry serial killers, marry child abusers while they're in prison. I mean, there's a really sick society out there. Now they've just revealed he was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, a form of autism. He lived in a luxury California home, told you this was coming out, just broke minutes ago, with family and drove a BMW. Grandmother was very disturbed and had mental health issues. Guaranteed he was under psychiatric care. I said that 40-something minutes ago when the show started, 50-something minutes ago. I said it repeatedly this hour, and they're going to seal his medical records. I will bet you any amount of money that he's on multiple serotonin reuptake inhibitors or antipsychotics. Remember a few years ago, there was a guy in a Walmart with no criminal record that people said was walking around like a zombie with a handgun, and the cop goes in to confront him, and the guy shoots him. I mean, I'm not going to tell cops their business, but if I hear there's a guy walking around with a gun, he's not even robbing a Walmart, he's obviously out of his mind, I'm going to not get in the view of this guy. I mean, that's when you, quite frankly, get behind somebody and say, drop your gun or I'm going to shoot, and then just shoot him right in the back the second they don't drop it. Well, he killed that police officer who responded. He was also a veteran. Memorial Day coming up tomorrow. Terrible loss. But the minute I heard it, I said he's going to be on some type of antipsychotic or some kind of, and sure enough, he was on, what was it? It's the sleeping pill that's also makes the troops go crazy. What's it called?
It was on Ambien.
Ambien, yeah. And then it turned out one other deal. I didn't even know who he was. I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but when somebody with no criminal record is walking around like a zombie and doesn't know who they are, they're on drugs, folks. And I bet you a lot of money this guy was on drugs. Prozac-type drugs put you in a dream state. They're in the hallucinogen family. They're psychotropic. This guy probably thought he was American Psycho. So here I'm calling him all these names and saying he's a terrible person. He is a spoiled brat punk. But I don't know. Let's just go to your calls. I'm going to take a ton of them in the next hour and get to so much other news. It just really makes me want to throw up that as gun owners, we're being blamed. As usual, I'm sick of it. I haven't done anything. And I'm tired of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in Santa Barbara, where this all happened. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
How you guys are doing? I appreciate everything. I'm calling in just to give my two cents as a citizen in Santa Barbara. Like, I did an interview last year with Jakari about, actually, I was committed on a 5150 for somebody, my mom making up some things about me. And it just kind of surprises me this kid wasn't taken away at the very least to...
Well, he had rich parents. He had rich parents.
That's basically the conclusion I've reached, is that because I'm poor and I don't have any family, that they just didn't want to touch this kid because he's got a Beamer, and that, you know, if you got a Beamer, then to the cops, that's polite.
No, that's what the cops said. They said he was polite to us.
He's polite because he's rich, you know? That's what I'm getting at, is that to the police, at least here in town locally, I could say living here, growing up here, that's the attitude of the police. You know, if you've got money, leave them alone. We don't want any problems with lawyers. And if you're
poor, you know, statistically, it's true, though, that rich people commit at least less retail ground-level fraud. They commit more white-collar fraud. But they just, the police have learned to profile because, quite frankly, usually it's accurate. Usually a nerd in a BMW is not a threat.
Affluenza
is an issue. No, in this narrow area.
With a firearm, you know.
In this very narrow spectrum, this is the profile of these shooters. A chicken-necked, weirdo, goth, devil-type, rich kid, obsessed with death, mad at girls like Harrison Kleibold. Maybe that's why I'm so happy. Yeah. I mean, I'm not bragging. Girls just always love me. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What? I'm sorry.
Ran a red light.
Did what, brother?
Earlier in the day, I was coming back from Home Depot on Friday afternoon, and I saw him running a red light in his Beamer. And I only remember because I thought to myself, you know, who is this fucking who is this little punk thing he is running a red light?
Listen, I appreciate your call. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We shall return. On the other side of this quick break, and I'll try to cycle through more of your calls. JD, Brian, Rob, Joseph, Bill, Jesse, Ronnie, Jerry, Peter, Robin, Patricia, your calls are all coming up straight ahead, and a bunch of other news we haven't gotten to yet. How dare them blame the Second Amendment and the right to self-defense? Your right to self-defense is not a crime, it's a right.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go right back to your phone calls and move quickly through them. We're talking about the latest so-called mass shooting. Actually, it was a stabbing. Three dead from stabbing. Now, to me, that's the big angle here, is that media ignores the fact that 30-plus percent of the deaths in the latest rampage were a knife. Media ignores knife in Santa Barbara killings. I mean, that's the bottom line there. Let's go ahead and talk to JD in California. You're on the air. Give us your take on this.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up, have you heard about the connection between
James Holmes's father, Adam Lanza's father, were both executives. Adam Lanza's was in GE, and they're supposed to testify in the LIBOR scandal.
Yes, the fixing of interest rates in Europe, that is true. And it's all very creepy. I don't know what we can draw from it. How about all three mass shootings have a big connection to the Hunger Games?
That's what I'm saying. You know, all three of these had their fathers are, you know, muckety mucks.
I don't know. You know, coincidences happen. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. But let me tell you something real quick. I've been trying to get on for a long time. I got to tell you something about Star Wars, man, the Star Wars program. I got a direct connection to one of the surviving members. And they're telling me stuff about sound harmonics and things like that. And wave technologies, and they said that one of the first things they did was they put working gills on a rabbit, a full-grown rabbit. They didn't have to work from fetus. You know, they put it on a living adult rabbit with sound harmonics and wave technology. They could put working gills on a rabbit in less than 2 weeks.
Well, I know they've done a bunch of stuff with animals and dolphins and rabbits and all sorts of secretive stuff, so I'd like to see the proof of that. And not just a statement. They should go public and talk about it.
He tries, but he says he's been attacked by, you know, directed energy weapons.
Yeah, there's also a lot of schizophrenics out there. So just
no. This guy's a real member, bud.
Okay, well, I appreciate your call. No, I hear you. I mean, my issue is, for 30 years they've had human clones that they kill at the embryonic stage. It's in all the medical literature. No one seems to care. They've had humansies. They say they have no rights because they're not a chimpanzee or not a human. They've had dogs that are part jellyfish, cats that are part jellyfish, goats that are part spider for 25 years, remote control cockroaches with brain chips 30 years ago. I mean, I know that's all out there. There's so much proven geoengineering weather modification that no one ever wants to hear about when it's like in the news. And then it's just always somebody calling in saying, hey, I heard this or I heard that. But never giving a source or anything. But I'm not criticizing you. I'm not saying you're full of bull. It's just that it's like Emergency Centers Establishment Act is real. The Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program is real. Rex 84, Operation Garden Plot, Cable Splicer. Those are all the real FEMA camp plans that have been in the Miami Herald, you name it. No one cares when I covered it. It's like it means nothing because it's real and bona fide. But if it's I got a cousin who heard there's a FEMA camp, you know, out back the sports stadium, and everybody runs around, you know, oh my God, it's incredible. I don't understand it. And I'm not saying that look, if somebody's already gone rogue from one of these secret programs, they might as well just tell it or they get killed. You know, it's like there's some people that, oh, I know about the secret programs, you know, of putting gills on a rabbit with sound systems. They would do that surgically. How does sound technology put gills in a rabbit? And then you said, well, they don't even do it embryonically, or they don't even genetically engineer it. Well, that would be how you would want to do it to have it work properly. So, I mean, maybe it's true. I'm just saying I'd like to see something to do with that. But again, the big topic we're covering here today is three stabbed, four shot to death. Why is the media not making a big deal out of knives and banning them? And should we all collectively turn our knives in to prove we're not bad people? All right, I'm going to try to get to everybody. Brian, Rob, Joseph, Bill, Jesse, Ronnie, Jerry, Peter, Patricia, and everybody. We're going to your call straight ahead. The toll-free number to join us. Got a couple open lines. Is 877-789-2539.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
You are tuned in to the original live broadcasting worldwide 25th day of May 2014 Sunday edition. We also have the weekday live transmission, and that is 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain. Did you hear about Elliot Rodger, the son of the Hunger Games assistant director, who drove a brand new BMW and was under psychiatric care? I told you this in the first hour, last hour. I said I bet money he was on psychiatric drugs under mental care. It's now being reported by the Daily Mail and others that indeed he was under psychiatric care for, quote, Asperger's and other things. So guaranteed on drugs. Just guaranteed. Always the same. But doesn't matter if the Prozac family of drugs and others say on the insert can make you commit mass murder, megalomania, narcissistic, complete psychosis. Doesn't matter if the inserts for Luvox and literally dozens of these drugs all say the same thing. Doesn't matter. I will be blamed, and CNN, MSNBC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the usual suspects, and even some of the parents of the victims are now blaming the Second Amendment and saying, how dare you? We've got to ban the guns. The NRA are to blame. You're craven. You're evil. I played the clips last hour. Here's Richard Menendez, whose son was reportedly shot. Our family has a message for every parent out there. You don't think it will happen to your child until it does. Well, yeah, more kids die in car wrecks literally hundreds of times than by guns. We ban cars. If somebody kills somebody with a car, is it my fault? Do I get blame? Why did Chris die? Chris died because of craven, irresponsible politicians and the NRA. They talk about gun rights. What about Chris's right to live? But what about my right to not be blamed for your son's death? Again, I'm sorry for your loss, but I didn't do it in this politically correct world. Okay, there's lower crime in areas with more guns in good people's hands. Seven people died. Three of them were stabbed to death, the police say. What is that? 40%? What's the exact math, guys? Divide that. What percentage is 3 out of 7? I know it's a fraction. Is it like 37% or something? Look it up for me. I didn't do good math in school. Plus, I can't, you know, walk and chew gum or broadcast and do math. But we're talking close to 40% of them were killed with a knife, and you're not hearing anything about that. It's all guns, guns. Everybody who has knives out there, I'll tell you what. If you want to blame guns for this and you're an anti-gun person, 42%, okay. So it was, okay, good. So 42%, 3 out of 7 is 42%. See, I was just guesstimating lows. I don't want to exaggerate. 42%, that's the headline, 42% of the California people killed in the massacre. Knives killed 40%+ in California massacre. And so if you will come turn in all your guns and all your knives and anything sharp in your house and baseball bats and golf clubs, they kill thousands a year. I want it all banned. Tire irons, I want everything. I want your fist banned. They kill thousands of years. Chop your hands off. Turn in all your knives, and then I'll say, you know what? I'll turn my guns in. That's how asinine all this is. I want to take your phone calls on this subject. Are you going to take the blame for this, America, or are you sick of it? Let's talk to Brian in El Paso. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you doing today?
Good. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Alex, just wanted to tell you how much I agree with you. Armed individuals proficient in the use of a weapon are the only chance for this thing to stop. It's the only way you can prevent mass shootings. That's been shown over and over again. I was a federal agent for 13 years after separating from the military, working in the so-called drug war, and I reached that conclusion that, you know, legalization, taxation of drugs was the way to go. And my whole thing with this was I always tell people, I tell individuals when I get into this discussion about firearms, I say, even if you don't believe in the ultimate necessity for the people to have weapons to be able to take control back from an out-of-control tyrannical government, even if you don't believe that, think about this for 1 minute. I worked in the drug war, okay? There was no way we were able to stop, even without talking about the government's involvement, things the government was doing, moving drugs themselves. There was no way we could stop the rogue organizations that were bringing the amount of drugs into the United States that they were.
Because by making it illegal, it jacked up the price.
Well, yeah, of course. They're making money on it. But the whole point on this discussion with regards to the weapons if we outlawed the sale, the manufacture, possession, transfer of all weapons by civilian populace, right now, today, there would be a black market that would spring up overnight. And I'm not talking about the one our government runs. I'm talking about other ones for profit.
No, exactly. So, you see, England could ban guns, and their crime rate went up tenfold when they did over the last 20 years. But you're right. They never had a gun culture. You got 400 plus million new manufactured guns since 1950 estimated in the country. You're never getting rid of them.
That's exactly right. And it's the whole thing, when you get down to that point, you realize, look, the guns are going to be in the hands. And by definition, if we outlaw the possession of guns, then the only people that are going to have those guns are who? People who are outside the law.
Right? What do you make of this guy? I mean, I bet money. He reportedly drove around for like 30 minutes shooting people. I bet money if he did this in El Paso or in Dallas, Texas, within 10 minutes, a concealed carry would have killed him. The cops got there because they had guns. Good job for them. But, 10 minutes? He went around reportedly for 30 minutes shooting people.
Tens on the high side. I'd give him about 5 to 7.
Yeah.
If he was anywhere in my neighborhood, I'd give him 30 seconds.
Well, that happens all the time in high gun ownership areas. You'll have the police in a shootout, and then somebody will just shoot the guy shooting at the cops from behind for the police. That happens every week, but you never hear about it.
Absolutely.
You never hear about it.
Well, this whole thing, Alex, this guy, he's obviously, as you say, he's disturbed on a whole bunch of levels. But the truth of the matter is, when you see this little dweeb, and I can imagine what this was with this guy, you know, he's talking about, oh, I'm supposed to be having sex with women. It wasn't a woman. This wasn't about, oh, he was crazy about this one woman, and that's who his heart was. No. It was just about, it's a rite of passage. I'm supposed to be in college. I'm supposed to be just getting
No, he was a spoiled brat that saw women as objects or possessions and would say, I walk up to do sexual acts and they don't want it. Because exactly. I mean, what about his parents? I mean, they obviously didn't teach him anything. I mean, and I don't want to blame his parents, but it's pretty sick.
It is sick. And it's almost to the level of, you look at somebody saying, and whenever I was watching this YouTube video that you put up on your show, and I'm seeing this little kid, and a dweeb, whatever, a twerp, he's sitting in this car and saying he's going to be a god. When I hear that, first of all, what goes into my mind right off the bat, I'm going, there's nobody saying that kind of thing to my way of thinking. They're blaspheming. That's what that is, okay?
Well, they're on a power trip, completely out of his mind.
Satan, man. It comes from Satan, okay? And that's what that's about.
No, you're right. He was like possessed. I mean, he was saying, I'm God, I'm God. Who thinks like that? I could play a bunch of clips of the elite. That's about it. Great, great points. We're going to come back and go to a bunch of calls now. That was a great caller right there. But Rob, everybody get ready. I'm coming back to you. Thank you, Brian in El Paso. By the way, I had heard yesterday and this morning that the cops had shot him. Now they're saying he killed himself. I mean, just, again, total cowardice. Who knows what the truth is? The point is, I have guns. They're like a screwdriver in the drawer, folks. It's not like I'm even obsessed with them. I have them because I'm not a victim. I don't want to be a victim. And if somebody, especially somebody in media, you know, people get stalked, people get attacked. A lot of talk show hosts have been shot in this country, 3 or 4, just the last few decades. They made movies about it. I'm not going to be another victim. And I look at most of these media operations. They don't let anybody have concealed carry in the building. They don't let anybody, you know, protect themselves. A killer is going to come with a gun anyways. You might as well have people that have got the guns legally and lawfully to protect yourself. All right, we're going to come back, continue this discussion straight ahead. But bottom line, 42% of those killed were killed by knives in this latest mass killing. By the way, he killed himself, so it's more than half.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What is a PSYOP? Well, it's a psychological operation. And the so-called mainstream media, the state-run media, is a shadow of itself. I got some statistics on that that just broke coming up in the next segment. But I want to go right back to your calls right now. The PSYOP, though, is to blame gun owners for this. And by the way, I misspoke because I had thought the police had killed this guy because they'd been saying that earlier, that you know, he died when police had confronted him. So I guess like a coward, they confronted him and then he killed himself. So in a way, you know, he did get killed when the police confronted him. So I guess that's true partly. But now they know, and they're saying, I have the article right here, that they think he killed himself. Maybe they just don't want to be sued. They're just saying that. Who knows? Who blames him, you know, the way the lawsuits are nowadays. The point is that now three were killed with knives. The sheriff's department's confirmed. The first people he killed in a frat house were people with knives. He killed them with knives, a knife. And then three people he killed with a gun, and then the seventh was himself. So 50% of the people killed in the Santa Barbara massacre, as the media is calling it, were killed with knives. Half of them with knives, no discussion of that. I mean, if people weren't armed, folks, I could kill, you could kill multiple people with a hammer. You going to ban hammers? I know a lot of World War II vets that were in the European theater, and they would sneak up at the checkpoints in the trench warfare that went on, the Battle of the Bulge and stuff, where the lines all crossed over each other, and you'd use a big ball-peen hammer. In fact, they were shipping them in and pretty much issuing them to people. Because you would walk up to somebody when they were in a foxhole and kill them with a ball-peen hammer. Because then you'd whack them over the head with a ball-peen hammer or a baseball bat, but ball-peen hammers were better. That's accurate in Inglourious Basterds, where they're using baseball bats to kill people. Because that's what you want to use. If you don't want to alert the guys 50 yards away in a machine gun nest, you just club somebody's brains out. I mean, you're never going to stop people that want to kill. And I keep harping on that. I'm sick of being blamed for this stuff. So there's the big media hoax. They're blaming guns. Half the people killed, because we don't count him, were killed with knives, with a knife. That's big. That's big news. Let's go ahead and go to Joseph in Greensboro, North Carolina, then Rob and others. Joseph, you're on the air. Welcome. All right, I'm doing good. I guess you're not there, Joseph.
I used to be a reporter for a daily newspaper, so I've got some interest in this. And you have people, you have reporters and resources. Why don't you take up and do some actual reporting on this that the news media won't do? For instance, find out who this kid was. Find out if the kid in the video was actually the kid who was killed. Find out if the car he was in was actually his car. I watched the video, and the video sounds to me like bad acting. That they've hired another Hollywood person like they did at Sandy Hook, who is basically giving bad acting. Now, for instance, he says, "I'm a virgin." Now, what 22-year-old, no matter how mentally ill he is, do you know who would put on tape to the whole world, "Hey, look at me, I'm a virgin"? And how does somebody get through college these days without getting laid? It's just incredible.
And I hear
secondly,
you.
The person who supposedly is his father, I find that very suspicious also, because I can't imagine.
Well, look. Hold on a minute. You're making great points, Joseph, but let me just be clear here for a moment. We only have six reporters. Two of them already live in England. I'm sending a reporter and a camera guy to Bilderberg this next week to cover that. Then we have the nightly news reporters. We don't have the staff. We probably have one reporter. We could send Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs out there, and I was already thinking about it, but this just happened yesterday. Even national radio hosts don't work on Sundays. I do. So I'm not minding ideas, but we're working as hard as we can around here, believe me. We've got a skeleton crew. A lot of folks were on vacation for Memorial Day. But I hear you. This thing stinks, and Sandy Hook was staged. We've had state police investigators, others on. They had blue screens. It's fake. We don't know what happened. We just know the official story isn't true. We're going to get Wolfgang Halbig and others back on this week breaking this down. But I hear you. What about citizen journalists? You know, folks, you go out there and do it, because I can't get it all done. But great points. I appreciate your call. Got to move quick now. Ronnie in Texas, then Bill and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Bill.
Hey, Alex, still in Florida. How you doing?
Good, good. Go ahead. Then we'll go to Ronnie. Go ahead.
Hey, I was watching the news clip today, and they interviewed one of the people who was an eyewitness, and the gentleman's name was actually
of my plebe roommate at the Naval Academy, same name. I called him up and I said I couldn't believe it. And the individual said that he thought that he saw two people in the BMW. And that seems extremely odd. Now, I did go to the academy, the Naval Academy. I was a Navy diver. I went through extensive training, judo, hand-to-hand combat. And that guy, without being too derogatory, looked extremely metrosexual. I can't fathom him sticking a knife into somebody and killing them. You have to go through weeks and weeks.
Well, I was about to say, I'm no military guy, but I grew up saw a lot of rough stuff in Dallas. It takes a lot to really stab somebody. I mean, I had somebody stab me once, and they tried, and it barely even went into my thigh. And the guy stabbed me pretty hard. Muscle's tough. I agree with you. It takes a lot of training to butcher somebody properly. Look, none of it makes sense. But you're saying you called your buddy, and who you saw on the news as a witness, and he said he thought he saw two people in the car?
No, it was the same name as my buddy. It was the same name.
Okay, I misunderstood.
Yeah. The same name, but I just couldn't believe the coincidence with the Hunger Games. And to kill somebody silently if you got three people who are living as roommates, that's bull.
That's even wimps will fight for their life. I mean, I find it hard to believe that he killed three guys with a knife.
What did he do? Hit them all in the jugular when they're asleep? It doesn't make sense.
It takes a lot of will to kill somebody with a knife. I agree with you. Well, what do you think then? A psyop? What do you think this is?
He didn't look strong enough to beat his meat.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Wow, good points. Let's go to Ronnie in Texas real quick. Ronnie, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, the psycho, seemingly shameless, sociopathic stabbing butcher man. We need to stick on that point. It's not a gunman. He's a stabbing butcher man, like you're saying. It's so graphic, and the violence involved to kill somebody with a knife, it's just... very intense. And
The only way it's easy is with an ice pick, but you don't die right away. You got to stab somebody like five or six times to make sure you get them. I mean, other than an ice pick, I don't know how he would do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's obviously been programmed, clearly manipulated, just like Sirian. And obviously, I think, financed by the same cabal of criminals, these enemies of our nation's liberty. I'm sorry to say they're numerous and sadly effective.
No, I hear you, Ronnie. Thanks for calling. Jerry, Peter, Sherry, Patricia, Chris, Dennis, everybody, your calls are coming up. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Bottom line, I'm not taking the blame for this as a gun owner. My guns make people safe. And knife owners shouldn't take the blame either. And baseball bat owners shouldn't take the blame. The criminal takes the blame.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the earth?
Well, we're talking about the latest attempted guilt trip by the state-run media to blame gun owners for what's happened. Half the people that died, if you don't count the reported shooter, Elliot Roger, the spoiled evil brat, under psychiatric care with the Hunger Games director dad, 50% of those killed were reportedly killed with a knife, and... you would think this is the only thing happening in the world right now. They're going to all week call for our guns every time some crazy person shoots somebody. Fort Hood, military, trained with guns, kills some people. It's a gun-free zone with the military, though. So we can't have trips with guns now? Dorner was a cop. He ran around shooting cops. You going to take guns from cops? No, you don't blame a group of people for what one person does. When a cop does something bad, we don't blame all the police. We shouldn't. I mean, if a cowboy goes out and does something wrong, we blame all cowboys? Do we blame all Native Americans? If one Native American does something, do we blame all women? We should reject the authoritarian idea that everyone's guilty for what someone else does. That's out of the Soviet Union, where if your neighbor does something wrong, you get punished too. I reject authoritarianism, and I reject communal guilt. I will pay for what I've done. And by the way, I will achieve for what I've done. See, I want to stand on my merits. Like Martin Luther King said, judge people by what they do, what they stand for, not what color they are. I'm ranting, I know. Let's go to your phone calls. Who's up next? Jerry in Georgia, then Peter and others. Go ahead, and we're going to get to everybody. Patricia and Sherry are up next. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. This isn't my point. This just came up on CNN, and it completely ties in with what you were saying. And then I'll get to my point. But they're saying that when the mother saw his YouTube videos in April, she called one of his therapists, multiple therapists. He's being treated by multiple mental health professionals who then called a mental health hotline, who then called the sheriff. So he was off his rocker. But my point is, the person we need to blame, the people we need to blame, are the parents, and they need to be charged with negligent homicide. They knew in April that he was suicidal and homicidal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if one of my kids was going around talking about shooting and killing people, I mean, I would get them help and lock them up till they were better. I mean, it's undoubted. It's incredible.
They didn't cut off the BMW. They didn't cut off the money. They didn't even go check on him.
I bet you this guy never even got disciplined in any way.
Alex, my point is, if you charge the parents right now with negligent homicide, they legally can't destroy any emails that he sent them. They can't destroy any receipts, because if they bought his handgun, or if that handgun belonged to Daddy, and they knew he had that weapon and did not put him in for 3-day mental health observation, they are negligently responsible.
Sure, no, I agree with you, and the guys just pulled it up. It is true now. They say he has multiple therapists. The issue here is, though, the police were told, too, so they're negligent if this is true. That's why you're going to see a cover-up. I appreciate your call. Very interesting point, Jerry. Great point. What was your other point, about the parents' fault?
It's the parents' fault, and directing it towards them as it's not comfortable doing that because they're grieving, but directing it towards them is where the guilt needs to go, not the guns. It's the parents. And they're non-touch, hands-off parenting. They didn't check on their kids for the past month.
Jerry, I know whose fault it isn't. It's not your fault. It's not Jerry and George's fault. It's not Peter in Las Vegas's fault. It's not Sherry in Fredericksburg, Texas's fault. It's not Patricia in Arizona's fault. It's that individual's fault and his parents' fault, and I will not take the blame, Obama and Southern Poverty Law Center and the rest of you. They won't take the blame for Fast and Furious. They shipped those guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They're not getting in trouble. I'm not getting in trouble. I didn't do jack squat. I appreciate your call. Peter in Las Vegas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I clearly lay the blame with the father and that whole demonic Hollywood crowd. Look at what is Hunger Games? It's about kids killing kids to survive. That whole kind of procedure is why, for example, the Muslim fanatics hate us. This culture flaunts women as sex objects, and then this guy couldn't have what he wanted.
What a narcissistic spoiled brat who thought he was God. If you watch the full clip, I mean, and then he just thought, totally creepy.
Well, it also is just popped up on Drudge that the father, in addition to his directorial abilities, also made quite a bit of fame and money by taking pictures of women
porn,
the back unclothed in front of things like the Taj Mahal and famous buildings. So apparently the father did not ever display to the son that women are to be treated with respect. Basically, he was at least in my
mind. Well, I know this, because a bunch of sickos out in California are going crazy. Doesn't mean I got to turn my guns in. I need my guns to protect myself from fruits like him. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Patricia in Arizona. You're on the air, Patricia. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Listen, I grew up in Southern California, and one thing I can tell you is I'm older, and I used to go to these mansions, you know, after school with these kids. and there was a total disconnect. Their parents would be in the movie business or be high-powered executives, and they were never there. It was like they had a puppy that they threw into a beautiful kennel, and every day they threw it a steak, but they never paid any attention to it. They turned around and ran away, and now we have generation after generation of these people grew up and had children, and they probably are completely disconnected from their children.
No, that's it. And then the guy, they call it Asperger's, but he just didn't have any real human connection to people, and he's on a bunch of drugs. Watch, that's the next shoe to drop. I could take one look at this guy and see his M.O. It's the same M.O. every time. And he'll probably turn out he's a devil worshiper, too. It's almost every... I mean, it's like we need to profile rich devil worshipers. Rich kids. I mean, I'm telling you. I don't take the blame. You don't take the blame. This little guy and his family takes the blame.
I don't know if that's his look, but his teeth look like they've been filed like the Twilight group of kids who are into that vampire.
Oh, yeah. It's going to come out just like all of them. I hear you. Great points, Patricia. Yeah, it's... A lot of people think you got to get money to raise your kids right. That's not even true, folks. I mean, the rich kids are so spoiled, it's unbelievable. Sherry in Fredericksburg. Where are you calling from, Fredericksburg? Texas or Virginia?
Texas.
Okay, Alex. Go ahead.
Okay, this is a little different consideration, and here's what I think could be going on. It can cause a really big problem that can result in suicide when a man or a woman looks like one sex but has a proclivity towards another. And you combine that with drugs, and I think it can be deadly. Now, I personally think, from having seen him on TV, that he's an exquisitely beautiful man who looks like a woman. And if, as a case in point, if a doctor who predetermines the sex of a baby, which isn't the case here, but in those cases, when the sex is ambiguous, if a doctor can do mental damage that results in suicide on down the line, then combine his possible problem, like it would be connected to a problem with someone.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying. There's not enough liability with the drug companies, number one. I don't think you can send the liability to all the counselors and people, because there's a lot of good counselors out there, but undoubtedly, it's the pharmakia involved. And the way the diagnoses are written up in the official psychology books, what do they call it, the DSEM, or what's it called? DSM. I mean, they call thinking the government's corrupt mentally ill. You know, JAMA came out this week, Journal of American Medical Association, and said if you think cell phones give you brain cancer, you're mentally ill. There's over 1,000 studies proving it. London Guardian reported it last week. More calls coming up. Stay with us and some other news.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Thank you, Mike Judge, for that intro.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Final segment, want to try to go to Cyberbully, Chris, Dennis, Bob, Anthony, and Angry American from America. But I wanted to hit this because Memorial Day is tomorrow. We will have a special original edition tomorrow. When I say I'm live, we're live. Original means I taped the show just for tomorrow. Some of it's rebroadcast, but a bunch of it's taped brand new. I taped it Friday. So that's coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. I'll be back Tuesday live. I'm tempted just to come in. There's so much news, I tell you. We're going to think about it when the show ends. We'll see what happens tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com for affiliates, links, free podcast, all of it. But I want to talk about this because Memorial Day is coming up tomorrow. This was last year in November. CNN reported the suicide rate of 22 vets killing themselves a day. Now they estimate it could be high as 26. So if you average that together, every hour a veteran is killing themselves, more people die in active duty from suicide now than from combat. And this is something they want to just cover up. And a lot of it's because they have to wait for VA care. We've got a bunch of investigative reports we've been breaking. More are going to break tomorrow. We've got some special reports we're going to premiere tomorrow. A lot of our crew members are veterans themselves, like Staff Sergeant Biggs and Weldon and others. So we're able to basically infiltrate and get this. We've got some stuff that's going to be national news coming out. on the VA and the death list and the death panels and the rest of it. So the media is not telling us to care about the veterans, though. Oh, they're just veterans. Let them die. But, oh, these six people got killed. Those guns, half of them from knives. That's a big deal for me. And meanwhile, CBS News reports bodies of 28 veterans at L.A. morgue will finally receive proper burial. Some of them have been there for 6 months, rotting bodies or cooled-down bodies, slowly rotting, just stacking up. And meanwhile, the VA is so corrupt now under Obamacare that they're moving to VA turns to private hospitals for help, the Hill newspaper reports. Soon there won't be private hospitals under Obamacare, so it won't matter. Let's go to your phone calls. Cyberbully in Jacksonville, Florida. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say this is ridiculous that we now have to focus on this type of drama queen issue instead of more important issues. I think that he's perfect TSA material, and he should have been on Super Male Vitality. You know, could have prevented the whole thing.
No, I hear you. I mean, I have real trouble understanding guys that are driving around in brand new BMWs and are wearing nice clothes and can't pick women up.
Well, the problem is he doesn't see himself as a leader. You know, and what I've noticed since I've become politically awakened is that, you know, women look at you different. You know, my wife looks at me different. It's just that role of being a man and manhood. You know, it's what they
No, men are supposed to be involved in society, leading society, not busy watching ESPN all day. And that's what women are looking for. But the media tells people, act metrosexual, you'll get women. No, you're not going to get women.
The whole trendy society. But, hey, I want to offer a solution. I got a $5 solution for anybody that wants to get active. Basically, go get a big black Sharpie marker, go get a poster board, make up a big message, put InfoWars at the bottom, go stand in traffic. You know, it's effective change. It is right now change. And basically, ball's in your court.
And by the way, it's about getting out in front of people and not caring what they think. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Great points, Cyberbully. Let's talk to Chris in Indiana. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Hey, due to this HAL 9000 wannabe that was terrorizing Santa Barbara, California, you got this Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, and that George Lucas lookalike at the Southern Poverty Law Center are probably having a toast of champagne by this time. They're coming.
And yeah, talking about Potok and the rest of them, I tell you, this Hunger Games connection to the last three big shootings is really getting suspicious.
Yeah, now, this might be some kind of psyop. I just want to think of the impact it has on both men and women in this country. And they cannot be taken aback by this. Women and men, I don't want women to be afraid to reject certain men, and men might become more self-conscious and out to prove they are not psychopaths like this sicko.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I mean, exactly. It's like people don't let their kids play in their yard anymore, even though kidnapping is not up from 50 years ago. It's a perception. And, yeah, I guess now you have to worship every twit in a BMW nerd because they might kill you if you don't. It's just ridiculous.
All right. Well, happy Memorial Day, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you so much, you too, brother. Great point. Let's talk to Dennis in Colorado. You're on the air, Dennis.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you, Alex. Thanks for the Sunday show. The points I want to make is the old cop shop back in the old days where I grew up, it was guns don't kill people, people kill people. And it's just ridiculous that they go off on this. I mean, even when I was in Rockford, Illinois, working out there, somebody killed somebody with a hatchet. Oh, we're talking about outlawing hatchets in Rockford, Illinois. Well, where does it stop?
I know. I mean, I was looking it up. There's close to 10,000 baseball bat killings a year. I mean, you're going to ban baseball bats? I mean, it's, you know. But I mean, they are, though. They're banning dodgeball, baseball, because the kids get hurt playing it. You're going to get hurt, folks. If you don't get hurt in life, you turn into a spoiled, rotten jellyfish like this guy.
That's right. And the other thing was that my wife's cousin was a administrator down there at that college where that Aurora killer, Adam Lanza, or whatever his name was, and he said he walked around like a zombie. Well, you know, and he shot all these people. Then he stands out there by his car like a dead brain zombie. You know, I don't see that with the adrenaline factor on that. That seems made up to me.
Yeah, I know the Aurora shooter was Holmes, and I appreciate your call. We should recap in live this week. Recap the Aurora shooting. I mean, that was mind control with the Air Force and DARPA, and he was in a mind control program. It's like the LA Times reported Kaczynski, Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was in the MK Ultra program for 10 years. That was declassified after he was imprisoned. And then no one cares. It's like the Unabomber was in a mind control program. It's admitted, and no one wants to talk about it. You look at Aurora. I don't have an hour to get into it. We're out of time. I mean, go back, folks. It was staged. Multiple shooters, all of it. I mean, that was staged. We know what happened there. We don't know what happened to Sandy Hook. We just know it's staged. We know the official story is a lie. In any investigation, in most of them, you don't know exactly what happened until somebody confesses or you get all the pieces. But you know what you're being told is bull. And you see the political preparation before it happens and the exploitation in Bloomberg a day before, his internal emails that came out, even mainstream news reported it, about get ready for a big mass shooting, prepare the social media. I mean, it's very suspicious false flag evidence. They just caught the Turkish government false flagging Syria a few months ago. That was admitted they were staging attacks. That was in BBC. I mean, this goes on, folks. This goes on. Anthony in Florida, go ahead. Thanks for holding. You gone, Anthony? All right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, yes. I was looking at this guy, and it's obvious that there's not just one thing wrong with him. There's a lot wrong with him because, you know, he's just another one. And now they're going to blame gun owners. And it's just not the case.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Look at this. Hollywood Reporter. Walt Disney family feud. Inside his grandkids battle. And it goes on that they claim they were under mind control. I've always seen the reports of mind control and the Mouseketeers being under mind control and then evidence of it. And so many of these people, I mean, Disney is some kind of weird operation, folks. And the subliminals in it, they've been caught doing all the sex subliminals. I mean, something's going on at Disney, folks. Something's going on. And this mind control is real, folks. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. We're out of time so far. Let's go to Angry American in America. Go ahead. You're our last caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. My theory on this whole thing is that this kid was targeted, that his dad, you know, being the director of the Hunger Games, they were mad that that accurately depicted the struggle that actors and actresses go through to get into Hollywood and then get pimped out to real people that are elites. So I'm figuring that because his dad's a conservative and a soldier in Christianity, that he was targeted.
Wait, I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah, and they killed two birds with one stone. You know, they.
All right, well, we'll know more. We'll know more by tomorrow, and on the radio 11 a.m. and we'll have the nightly news, and I'll be filing YouTube videos Infowars.com tomorrow. Regardless, as more comes out, we'll have it at Infowars.com, and DrudgeReport.com is doing a great job as well with full coverage of this. Great job of the crew coming in. Have a wonderful Memorial Day. Think about actually taking care of the vets, not just paying them lip service tomorrow as well. That's my view on that. Thanks to all the affiliates and sponsors as well, and the good Lord above.